The lone remaining assassin fired off another round. Once again, it deflected harmlessly off the massive engine core. The ship's engine behind them roared to life, and the hangar's roof slid slowly open with a loud squeal as Veb prepared for takeoff.
"Greenskinned scumsucker better not ditch us,"
Gorvitch spat.
"Your style, not his," Tepheth thought.
Out loud, she said,
"Get to the ship!"
Gorvitch shook his head.
"I'm not leaving half our shipment behind. Get rid of this last assassin, and we can take our time loading up the rest of the spice."
Tepheth was about to tell him how stupid he was being when she saw something small and round flying through the air toward them.
"Detonator!"
she shouted, ducking down low in her seat. Gorvitch dived behind the loader as the detonator exploded. There was a sudden flash of light and sound, and then everything went black. As her consciousness returned, Tepheth slowly opened her eyes. She was lying on the ground, covered in a fine powder, and the only sound she heard was a piercing whine. She surveyed the scene around her, struggling to make sense of what had happened. Much of the detonator's concussive shockwave escaped through the roof, but the blast had still been powerful enough to wreak havoc on the hangar. The crates had been blown to bits, showering the hangar and everything in it in a dusting of spice and splintered chunks of wood. The loader lay on its side beside her, upended by the force of the blast. The bodies of Frin and the bounty hunter Gorvitch shot had been flung all the way to the rear of the hangar, where they'd landed in twisted heaps. Tepheth realized the loader had shielded her from the worst of the blast. It was the only reason she'd survived. She wondered if Gorvitch had been as lucky as she rose unsteadily to her feet. Her ears were still ringing, and her balance was off kilter. It was all she could do not to topple over. On the far side of the room, she saw an armored man crawling on his hands and knees. The assassin who'd tossed the explosive. He was clearly shaken and disoriented, but he was moving slowly toward where his blaster rifle lay on the floor nearby. Tepheth grabbed for the pistol at her hip, but the sudden motion was too much in her wobbly state, and she staggered sideways and fell to the ground. Her clumsy movements drew the attention of the assassin as he wrapped his fingers around his weapon. He drew it up slowly and took aim at Tepheth. Before he could fire, a single shot came from over her shoulder, striking him in the chest. His armor absorbed the worst of the blow, but the impact sent him sprawling backward, and the gun dropped from his hand. Tepheth turned to see Veb coming down the ship's boarding ramp, pistol in hand, and a grim look in his eyes as he advanced on his vulnerable opponent. In a fair fight, the pilot wouldn't have stood a chance, but Veb had been inside the ship when the detonator had gone off. He was the only one not staggering and stumbling around. The assassin sat up and fumbled at his belt, going for his backup weapon as Veb continued toward him. The Rodian fired three more shots from point-blank range, putting an end to his desperate, clumsy efforts. He turned to Tepheth and took hold of her arm, dragging her to her feet.
"Not so fast,"
she grumbled, swaying unsteadily even with his support.
"Got to hurry,"
he told her, his voice sounding distant and hollow. Tepheth looked in the direction he was pointing and saw that the ship's core had been badly damaged by the explosion.
"Casing's cracked," he said. "Thing could blow any second."
Tepheth nodded. With Veb's help, she stumbled over to the waiting ship and half staggered, half crawled up the boarding ramp. To her surprise, Gorvitch was already waiting for them in the hold.
"Check her out,"
Veb said as he gently lowered her to the floor. Then he punched the button to retract the ramp before racing up to the cockpit.